from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Just over $1.7 million in infrastructure funding has been announced by the provincial government for Timmins and District Hospital. President and CEO Kate Fife welcomes the cash, saying it will help move forward with major projects like elevator maintenance and an upgrade to the pharmacy area.
We also will be able to replace some of our windows and repair the skylights that you see along the main corridor. And we will be putting it towards our roof replacement maintenance strategy.
TADH opened 30 years ago. The Lord's Kitchen is closed for the next 4 weeks, giving the volunteers who feed the needy of Timmins twice a week a summer break. President Ken Ryan says there are other food programs across the city every day, and they're picking up some of the slack. This break gives the Lord's Kitchen's landlord, the Costello Community Care Center, a chance to upgrade the electrical system.
I don't know the scope of the project they're looking after entirely, but it could include a new panel and some new wires, et cetera, et cetera.
The Lord's Kitchen puts on a supper every Thursday and breakfast on Fridays. Ryan estimates that since its inception almost 40 years ago, it has served over a million meals. The driver of a passenger vehicle west of Hearst got a real scare when a transport truck passing them clipped the side view mirror. Provincial police say they were notified last Friday afternoon of the transport passing on blind curves, forcing several vehicles onto the shoulder. The eastbound truck was stopped on Front Street, Highway 11 in Hearst. A 55-year-old from Edmonton was charged with dangerous driving and goes to court in Hearst just after Labor Day. Today is Tim Hortons Camp Day. 100% of the proceeds from every hot and iced coffee sold at Tim Hortons restaurants locally and across Canada and in the U.S. are donated to Tim Hortons Foundation camps. Since 1991, over $250 million has been raised for the camps, which help underserved youth reach their full potential. $12.7 million was raised on Camp Day last year. Bracelets and donation badges are also available, with proceeds going to the cause. And it doesn't appear that many of us are actually personally affected by the ongoing LCBO strike. A Léger poll finds only 15% of respondents saying they're feeling it directly. 90% say they're aware the strike is taking place. Earlier this month, more than 9,000 workers walked off the job. Contract talks resume today.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.